Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Let me turn my camera on. The future is here. I just looked at those GM cars. The flying thing is awesome. It's so awesome. It's going to be, I can't wait for the future. And some of the future is here. And then I started looking at Roombas. You know, those things have come a long way.
Oh, trip out on this too. So I was telling you about the drone racing that I saw. I think they were just practicing at the park near my house. 415 says, Vinny, look up the drone racing league. It's a thing. 925 says, the drone racing has cameras on the drones and goggles the driver wears to see where they're going. So they're actually looking from the perspective of the drone as opposed to watching
that is amazing.
Out there on the field.
That's the hardest thing about remote control vehicles is that once they're turned around, it's counterintuitive. You have to, you know, it's if you want them to go left, you have to push the right button. And it's just to be able to be in the driver's seat, so to say, in these vehicles and this drone, that's amazing. It's like, oh my God, the world is so cool. I mean, also there's some sucky things, but yeah. Jesus, this drone stuff is amazing. Man, I'm telling you, those cars are so future looking. That's what cars are supposed to look like. I mean, and then they've got just electric vehicles that are self-driving that are really, it's a compartment. That's it. There's no driving station. Everyone just sits in a circle. It's like the back of a limo with no driver. It's incredible.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really neat. God, it's so cool. Even Roombas are cool. You know.
Come on.
The end. I'm done with that.
Roombas
all right,
are cool.
No, Roombas are cool.
No.
You should see the animals riding on them. Even the dog was like, I'm going to go for a ride on the Roomba. Do Roombas work? I don't even know. Celebrity Trash. They just look so cool running around your house. Like, oh, look, we had a robot. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page. Listen, when you start typing in Johnny Mosley's personal account comes up, and you should follow him too, but keep typing. You want the Johnny Mosley Pod. That's where we put up like his workout stuff, and he's got all kinds of fun stuff up
on
there.
Oh, he's got two of them?
Well, he has his account, his Johnny Mosley verified. And then we've got the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram where we'll put like clips from the show and his weekly workouts and that kind of thing. So if you love you some Johnny Mosley, and he is so lovable, you might want to check out the Johnny Mosley Pod page on Instagram. We definitely need some followers. Okay. Today's Friday, and Friday's the day when we look at the new music and see what's out. It's the big release day. Couple things here, like the Zayn record's out. It's his third solo record. He's one of the guys from One Direction. He was the first one to leave. And he's got a record out today called Nobody Is Listening. Which I don't know if, you know, you don't want to be telling the future on that one, Zayn. But that's the name of his new record. Did you like it, Bryn? Do you like him?
I think he's good. I think he's fine. Pillow Talk. I liked his other songs more, I think. This didn't hit me as hard.
You.
Yeah, it didn't grab me as much. Here it is. This the first one's called Better.
That's bass drum seems overmodulated.
I know. I felt the same way.
There's like, you know, even the Billie Eilish record, there has a lot of like overmodulated sound and stuff. I find it kind of disturbing.
It's completely intentional, though.
Yeah. Sounds like a mistake to me.
Yeah.
Same. Well, you know, some of the stuff these guys record, I think this goes back even to the old, a lot of the old hip hop songs that had that overplayed bass. It needs to be played on a stereo that can handle that. And most people don't have that.
Yeah, it's just, it's very,
in this case, I feel
disruptive.
That it's normally,
it's in the
recording. Yeah, it's in, they intentionally have this overmodulated sound as opposed to, like, you know, the old school rap where you're right, Vinny. I feel
right.
Like,
if your stereo couldn't handle it, it sounded like that.
Yeah, you could put headphones on for those and still experience what they wanted you to experience with headphones.
Or turn
most
it down
time.
A little.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Do that.
This one,
that.
Doesn't matter how far down you turn it, that's that sound.
Oh, so you're saying that audio can't be cleaned up by a better system?
No, exactly.
It's intentional.
Yeah.
It's crap audio on per. Well, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of people are doing it now, though. I find it distracting, actually. I'm listening to that and not really the song. What else? Give me another one. That one.
Here's
I didn't like that one.
Vibes with a Z at the end.
Vibes.
Things we could do. Won't tell no lies. No lies to you. I need you here. I need you here. My brother, why? We touch it slow. Just say the word. I'm ready to go. Anticipation. Plays after four. I need you now. Baby, I'ma get you right out.
I guess I'm just too old to get the new music. Like, to me, that is just, he's like kind of mumbly, and the auto tune is super out front. I thought
they started out the same. Both the songs sound similar to me.
Yeah. All right, give us one that sounds totally different off this record. Let me hear something innovative and amazing from Zane.
Here's Connection with an X. Connection.
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 Really, me up.
That's different.
It's like you're singing through a trumpet.
Or a kazoo.
Or a kazoo. Yeah, where's my kazoo? I'll sing you a song
on a kazoo.
Grab that, Sarah.
Show us how to do it.
Grab that, my kazoo here.
Sarah's a kazoo expert. I've heard her perform.
Is she?
Oh,
I didn't know you can be a kazoo expert. Oh, hi, Cameron.
She is so all over the place.
You know, I don't want to brag about my kazooing skills, but...
you're going to?
Mike Borden, who's a famous drummer, I'm told, is... he loves it when I whip out the kazoo. He smiles, he laughs. He's like, I never knew that I could love a kazoo.
It's my kazoo. It's just amazing.
But I do all the guitar solos that the guys don't know on the kazoo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's funny.
That should just be the new music segment, is you doing the kazoo.
Yes, that you're right. People would love that, I'm sure. But like all the Boston songs, they're like part of the melody, you know, so you can just do them. My mom is saying that she also hates this, so I'm officially old. I'm in my mom's.
Yeah. Oh, do it, Sarah.
Oh. I just realized I'm actually not going with the beat too. I'm sure it just sounds like garbage. God,
oh, you
fun.
Know,
kazooing is
it.
So fun. Everyone should have a kazoo, and you got to get a good one. You got to get a metal one. Those plastic ones.
Oh, I didn't
never heard
that.
Anyone go. I mean, actually, I'm going to give it to him. He went kazoo on his record in 2021. Like, I'm actually, you know what? I'll give it up to Zane. And you did find me something innovative in that. I take it all back.
I think we know Zane because he was the first to leave, right? Is
yes.
that right?
Yeah,
the
yeah,
first
yeah.
to leave One Direction. All the girls freaked out.
Oh, no. It's the end of the band.
Well, Pillow Talk was really good, like Brent said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I like.
Yeah, we're pretty sure.
Yeah, we're
that.
Pretty sure.
It was played
Vinny,
on the.
Vinny, did that make your top 10 list?
No, I didn't listen to that. But that's not.
Yeah,
for
you guys
me
all
anyway.
Did. It was on our station, so we all listened to it just a little bit.
All right. Well, that's yeah. I know. I heard it. I heard the one song from Zane, and he did. Didn't he do a vampire song?
Let me ask
song
you
too,
a question,
a
Sarah Clark.
Oh, I'm ready, Vinny Hassan.
What is the last album you listened to?
Do you mean like the album front to back? Or
well, if you don't put on an album, then tell me what you were listening to last. But the last thing I had on last night on my way home from surf was Soundgarden. What is that? Bad Motor Finger?
I would say the last album I listened to was the first Boston album. I listen to that record all the time. And actually, I was listening to Little Queen recently. But mostly, I just say, play me Cake. Play songs from the Cars. You know?
What's the last album you listened to, Nicole?
Don't say Zane.
No, I was going to say Selena.
Oh, God.
You know what? You love her. That's
Selena is red hot in my house.
The live version, though, from her last concert in Houston, to be exact. Oh. So.
Oh, and that's the one featured in the movie.
Yes.
Right. Oh. The movie begins at that concert.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, my kids are totally into it. They want to play it. They love, and they know their mom loves it too, so they like to ask for it, and they watch mom light up and go,
Hook up the microphone, Vinny, and just lock them in the living room, and you'll be good for a
couple
hours.
Do you have like a little karaoke set up at your house?
I don't.
Where they can sing along? You should, because man, that hours of enjoyment. Those kids will be out of your hair forever.
Somehow those are the dreams I'm sold, and none of those ever work out.
We
got one of those for Christmas. The baby, the 2-year-old, got it's a wood thing. It's big too, and it's a kitchen. Oh. It's a play kitchen where you can cook things, and you know
you're a little.
And that was supposed to give us hours and hours of no. You got to play with it with her, or so what?
She has to be able to serve you the wooden food.
Right.
I like that you got a wooden one.
Right.
I like
so that. It never works out is my point. Anyway, yeah. Brian, what about you? What last record you listen to?
Entire album front to back is Billie Eilish probably.
Oh,
but
right.
For the most part, I just listen to top hits, you know.
Do you say that? Play me the top hits.
It actually has one of those little thumbnails that say, listen to the top hits. Top hits here. And I just click on that and play it and just plays all the... The highest,
all the new stuff. I'm sure you'll be hearing nobody's listening from Zane. You know,
we'll see about that. I'll let you know.
That kazoo song is a smash.
Kazoo song. It's called
totally down. Anyone playing out a freaking kazoo? When's the last time you even heard someone doing a kazoo? Never. Yeah. It never happens. People don't do it. They do it at like, you know, it's like a noisemaker at New Year's Eve.
You sound like Zane trying to sell this to the producer of his record. Right. When's the last time no one does it? We got to. It's my bright idea. It's my
so
new look.
Fetch.
It's so funny because even the last time I performed live somewhere, I used my kazoo. Because in that Cake song, hold on, let me grab my kazoo.
I can't put this. What song are you talking about?
Never There.
Wow.
A golden bird that flies away, a candle's fickle flame. Think I held you yesterday. Oh, there we go.
Oh, so you're playing it instead of a trumpet, huh?
Yeah. I don't have a trumpet player.
I get it.
You know. Just, yeah, do it again. Oh, man. I'm like, it's a Friday, too.
I know.
God damn it. I can't have a jam. We are locked down. We haven't jammed in so long.
You can have a jam. No
I
one's.
Can't.
I thought you had families you were in quarantine with.
We not. You know what? One of them is out of quarantine, so we're not seeing anybody.
You got a house full of musicians, Sarah.
I know, but, you know, it's just me and John, so we'll play. But it's just fun to do with a bunch of people because you never know what someone's going to come up with. Just fun. Like, where will this go? Woo! Anyway, next up. Okay, hold on. Before I say next up, because I don't know if you picked either one of these. I listened to a couple of these, and I was like, it's up to you. I don't like either one of these.
Oh, man.
The boy Let's band, see. Why Don't We? And the British rock band, You, Me at Six. Which one?
Did you
like either of those?
I listened to both of them. I didn't hate either of them.
All right, give me one from each, then. So this is called, this is Why Don't We? We'll start there. The Good Times and the Bad Ones. This is their second album. They're one of those boy bands that I don't know that they were formed like on a show, but one of the kids at one point was on, like, finished 9th on American Idol. And then another kid was a big YouTube star. And another one can play 29 different instruments by year. Like, they're, you know, so they... And one of them, I think, is based, or they're all based in L.A. now, but one of them is, like, from Burbank. So they're called Why Don't We? And here's what they sound like.
Here is Fallen.
I like it better than the Zane.
Yep.
They all they need is a kazoo, and I'm in. Alright, I've heard worse songs than that. I don't listen to that one.
I pulled a few if you want another one.
Yeah, give me one more. Why the hell not? And we listen to three of Zane's.
Alright, here's Lotus In. You look so perfect dancing next to me. I wish the sun would look the other way. Cause I never want this night to wait.
This is the pure sugar pop. I like it. It's, you know, I mean, so I'm never going to listen to it again. I'm not going to buy the record, but, you know, it's fine, right?
You already have the record.
You're right. I do.
You have all these records.
I do. I have all the records.
Bring up what you've pointed out to me many times.
Yeah. I'll never listen to it again. So I've got it. It's going to sit there and collect dust in my unit.
Digital world.
In my digital unit. Hello. Let's move on to, it's a British rock band called You, Me at Six. This is their seventh album. It's called Sucker Punch.
Here is the title track. New beginnings, don't think you fit in, hurts you a minute at
last. I'm free from my past. Not hearing the rock. We're in the same room, but stand on different sides. You
could lose your mind, trying to understand my. Let me give you more of an extreme one.
Yeah.
Not that extreme, but this next one's called Make Me Feel Alive here.
Okay. Let's start the conversation. We only make them to play inflation. Not the sensors. I like that better than the first one. So that's a Sucker Punch, an album from a band called You, Me at Six. There's a four-song EP from a rock band called Blame Game, and I found them kind of interesting. It's the lead singer is a chick by the name of Lily Trifilio.
Oh, Beach Bunnies, they're their name.
Beach Bunnies the band. Blame Game is the EP. Sorry,
that's
cool. She was a bedroom-based solo project that she called Beach Bunny in 2015. I think they're out of Chicago. And then they went on from there to record a bunch of music. They had, I think this is their, they've only had one full length, and that was in 2019. So let's get a listen at this. Blame Here's Game is the four song EP.
The title track.
Okay. Time keeps slipping away, slipping away. Friday. Kind of reminds me of like that 90s alt rock thing.
I like this.
Yeah.
I'd like to see this live. This sounds good.
They're cute too. They're just kids and so she was a solo bedroom thing for several years. She has four or five EPs that, you know, were big enough that she wound up getting signed.
Can't you hear that just lifting a whole room at
absolutely.
Once?
Absolutely. We're That'd all be neat. Jumping around. It's fun. Yeah. Give me another one off of this.
This next one is called Good Girl. Say you miss me. Say you want to kiss me. I liked it better when you improvised a story we had. You adore me. Why do you ignore me? I liked it better when you said me sorry when I was sad. Stop singing, it's my bad. You're acting like you're deadbeat dad. And you know, you're better than that. But you can't respond when you react. I'm tired of done more talk, of getting close. You say you want to do, but okay.
So So that's Beach Bunny. Couple of the songs that are on her their EP. It's only four songs. Blame Game. We're almost out of time, and I really wanted to get to this. There is they're calling her a rapper here. I would say she's more sort of like a kind of like a pop hip hop thing. She's a white chick, and she's like kind of like a Harajuku style, like, you know, wigs that are bright blue or bright green or pink, and sometimes elf ears and some crazy makeup. And Grimes is on one of her songs.
Oh.
That's Elon Musk's girlfriend slash baby mama. She's got, so this is, the woman's name is Ashniko, and this record is called Demi Devil. And this, you want to do the Grimes song? Should we do that one?
What's that called? I didn't even see that.
It's called Cry.
Oh, okay. I didn't pull that one. This album's explicit, but I do know that when I listen to the top hits, this song is on that on the list of what I listen to. And this is what I pulled is called Daisy. Here it is.
Okay.
Pet the kitty, call me Caddy. Make your man call me Daddy. He talk too much, he's too chatty.
Oh, she's definitely rapping on this one.
Mm-hmm. Respect the bitch, I'm a maverick. Flexible, so elastic. But don't you dare bend the bitch backwards. Good princess, I'm a king. Bow down and kiss on my ring. Kiss on my ring. It's gonna hurt, it'll sting. Spitting up blood in the sink. I'm crazy, but you like
this. This is the hook that everybody knows.
On your nightstand.
You know this one, Nicole?
I sure do. I didn't know the artist's name, though. It just comes on my phone.
Ashniko.
Like, oh, thank you.
Ashniko.
There isn't a clean version, so I had to do some work on it. I didn't realize that you wanted the Grimes
one. Yeah,
one,
you know,
so.
I wanted the Grimes one, but I should have specified. Is there any way you can play Cry or no? It's explicit.
It's explicit. I can follow the lyrics as I go.
It's okay. I don't want you to get in any trouble. It's Friday after all. I'd like to get out of here clean.
We do not want trouble.
No, zero trouble. Maybe we just skip it. It's already 8:28.
Well, I just started playing.
Okay, play it.
The F words.
Okay, let's not do that.
Here it is.
All right, so
you could lose a hand. You could lose a bitch. Are you trying to make me cry?
We're not going to know when Grimes starts, are we?
I'm not sure if that's Grimes or if that's
right,
Ashniko.
Who knows? It could be the other girl. All right, anyway, there's a little look at what's out new today. And that's going to do it for the music news. What's coming up, Vin?
Well, I've got some nerd news for you, which is always fun. We'll do some fast facts and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.